Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shirur B'Siyata D'Shemaya. We are holding in the Rambam, in the halachos of kings and their wars. Halachos Malachim Ucham Usayim. And we are in the fourth perek, in the fourth halacha, Baruch Hashem, B'Siyata D'Shemaya. We have just seen so many gems, so many pearls. Rambam, again, we're filing along with the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu. Hagon HaGadol HaMuflag HaMuflag. Ha'ov V'Achaviv, Rav David Manzatzal. V'chein Lekech Mikol Gvul Yisrael. Noshim U'Filakshim. And so too the king takes from all of the border of Israel, the entire territory of Israel, wives and concubines. What's the difference? Nashim b'ksuba b'kiddushin, u'filakshim b'loikid ksuba u'v'loikiddushin. According to the Rambam's Hagdara, wives are with ksuba and with kiddushin, and pilakshim are without ksuba and without kiddushin. Just Yichud alone, he acquires her, and she is permitted to him. But a Hedyot, the Rambam says, is forbidden to be with a Pilagish. A non-melech. The only thing a hedyot is allowed, besides a regular Jewish wife, is an Ama Ivriya. After he does Yered, after he marries her, she serves him, and then he marries her. So, there are shitas, this is the Rambam's shita, that only a king is allowed to have a pilagish. Not a regular woman, and not a regular man. A regular man's not allowed to be pilagish. There are other shitas that even a hedyot's allowed to have a pilagish. There were voices in the modern times that we should reinstate this, which, of course, the Rabbanim very strongly against that. That would bring to a tremendous state of pritis, mavin yavin. Person who said he wants to do it said, oh, I have good intentions, instead of a woman wondering who her husband is running around with. At least he knows who her husband is running around with. I don't think that's the solution. The solution, sweet friends, is that men have to exercise self-control. That's the solution. Not the matter pilakshim. Akopanim shitas harambam is that pilakshim are only mutter to melachim and not to hajiotas. Hajiotas are only allowed in Amivriya. Continues the Rambam. V'yeshlo rishus lasa tzibilakish lekech l'amon ha-tabachas v'ofus v'rakochas shenamar os v'nasechim v'ikach l'rakochas l'atabachas v'ofus. And he has permission to take these pilakshim to his palace, as we explained the previous year, that's part of the Nagas HaMalchus, and he takes them as cooks, bakers, perfumers. Shenemar, as we see in the Pasuk, in the Parshas HaMelech, in the book of Samuel, 1, chapter 8, Ves b'nei seichem yikach zarakachas ula tabachas ula ufas. Beautiful. That's Divrei Rambam. A lot has been said about this Rambam. Wow, a lot has been said. Just did a Otzer HaChachma search. So I only yielded 366 results. So we could talk about this Rambam for a long time. Siyata Dishmaya. Akopanim. We are not going to talk about it for as long as we can, but definitely I encourage those who want to expand their knowledge to see what many of the other Sfarim have said about this Rambam. So much to say. HaKoponim, we're going to go with the Derech of Moreinu Rabbeinu Zatzal. The Lecha Mishnah writes that the Rambam is l'shitas. So the Rambam writes, Perek Aleph Mechazish Halacha Dalet, Shabo Elisha L'shem Znus, B'loi Kiddushin Loi Kemenat Torah, V'Shabo Kedesha. The Rambam is l'shitas. So the Rambam is consistent with his opinion, because he writes in Ishus 1:4 that if a man has bia with a woman for the sake of Znus, without proper Kiddushin, he gets Malchus min haTorah. Why? Lefi sheboal kedesha, because he had bia with a kedesha, with someone who's not his wife. Just l'shem znus. And therefore, a pilegesh who was without kedushin is a surah lahegiot, because she is an iser lav di kedesha. She is an Isra Lav de Kadesha, this Pilagish. And therefore, the Rambam says that a Pilagish is only permitted to a king and not to a regular person. A regular person, she has a Din Kadesha, which is a forbidden woman. That's Znus, having beer with a woman who's not your wife. Kach Kosev Ramo, Bevan Ezer, Besimin Chavov, Sif Aleph. And according to the Rambam, Loika Hedyot ala Pilagish, Mishum Lav de Kadesha. That a Hedyot gets Malchus for being with the Pilagesh because of the lav of Kedesha, Lotzia Kedeshim, Nosisra. Kesef Mishnah, Ishus 1:4, brings from the Chuvas of the Ramban, cited by Arichus in the Yamshel Shlomo, Yevamos 2:11, Shegam Ledaas HaRambam Shari Pilagesh. Delay Osar HaRambam Ela Bebala L'Shem Znus, Shlo Yichadola Atzma L'Shem Pilakshus. So the Kesef Mishnah brings from the Tshuvas of the Ramban that the Rambam holds, our Unze Rambam holds, that a Hedyot is permitted to be with the Pilegesh, because the Rambam only answered, Bo'aleha L'shem Znus. The Rambam only answered having beer with her for the sake of znus. Where he wasn't miyachid her to himself, l'shem pilakshus, where he didn't seclude himself with her for the sake of creating this pilagish relationship. That's the problem. The Rambam doesn't say, notes the Ramban, that anybody is Bo Elisha below Kedushin gets Malchus. The Rambam says that if somebody is Boel an Isha L'Shem Znus below Kedushin, like it has to be L'Shem Znus. So if he was Yachid her as a Pilagesh, everything is cool. So that's the Ramban as quoted by the Kesef Mishnah. And the Kesef Mishnah says to the Ramban, I'm sorry, but I don't understand you. Why don't I understand you? Because look at the Rambam over here. The Rambam over here says in Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, that Aval HaHedyot Asur B'Pilegesh, that a Hedyot's not allowed to be with a Pilegesh. So you want to say, no, it's fine, a Hedyot with a Pilegesh is fine. As long as he's Miyachid her L'Shem Pilakshus. If he's Miyachid her for Bia, everything is cool. The Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam says that only a king is mutter if he's miyachid her, but not a hedyot. So how can the Ramban say that in the Rambam when we have a Rambam in Hilchos Malachim against that? So the Kesef Mishnah is a very strong point that in the Rambam here, the Rambam says that hedyot asur b'pilagesh. However, we need to understand, we need to be miyashiv the diuk of the Ramban, the hechacha of the Ramban from the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. Where the Rambam says, Shabo'al Isha L'Shem Znus Belo Kiddushin Lokim in HaTorah. So it has to be Dafka L'Shem Znus. It doesn't just say Malchus b'bia below kedushin, only the Shem Znus, and Pilegesh b'yichud is not the Shem Znus. So the Yamshel Shlomo is nitchak to answer that. So that's one issue that we have to work out. Also, the Lechem Mishnah brings from the Mizrahi in Parshas Chayisava 25:6, who asks from the Braisa of the Sifra by Yikra 19:29, in the pasuk of Al Techalel Es Bitcho LaHaznoisa, do not disgrace your daughter to be mizaner. The Yochel Al Maisa Yichidi. Talmud Loimar Umol Ha'oretz Zima V'lo Al Maisa Yichidi. So the pasuk says that the problem is not in a ma'isa yichidi, on an individual ma'isa, but rather when the world is filled with licentiousness, the world is filled with zima, and not in an individual ma'isa. And when it says yichidi, it's mashma that shenesiach da atzma liish echad v'darish mikra deleka malchus b'chahai gavna. It's not a ma'isa yichidi. As the Mizrahi is understanding, that a Maisa Yechidi is when she was meyachid herself to one man. And we darshan in the pasuk that there's no Malkus. And it's a kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam says that she's not allowed to be meyachid herself to one man. But here you see that she is. From the Sifra, it would seem that if she's meyachid herself to one man, it's fine. And that's against the Rambam. So the Lechem Mishnah wants to learn Pshat and Sifra differently, and that there is no Shaychus to the din of Pilagesh. Ayin Sham, Ayin Berivosh, B'sim and Shin Sarichas. Another kasha of the Lechem Mishnah is Lashitas Haramam, Lefi Gir Sosoi, B'gemorah B'Sanhedrin, B'daf Chof Aleph, Omer Aleph, She Pilag Shem Hainu B'loi Kedushin, U'B'loi Ksuba. That, according to the sheet of the Rambam, according to his text, in Kiddushin 21a, that Pilakshim means without Kiddushin and without Aksuba, Ma Inyan Mahazkir Aksuba, Va'ikir Tolui B'Kiddushin. Why are we mentioning anything about Aksuba? The Ikar is Tolui in Kiddushin. Shekol shu b'kiddushin, ein b'zeh iser. U'befrat l'das haram b'amatzmo b'perik yud mehilchas ishus t'ksuba d'rabbonim. Well, why is he mentioning ksuba? The ikar is kiddushin. If it's kiddushin, there's no iser. Well, why ksuba? And befrat, according to the Rambam, ksuba is only d'rabbonim. As ma'o machnis l'kan ksuba? It's all totally in kiddushin, not in ksuba. See what the Lechem Mishnah says about that. Ayin Shamot Shehevi Mehareim Shehiksha Dema Mima Shamru Bamedrash Rabba Bereshis 31a, 31.1 and 38.1 that Achitofel said to Avshalom Boel Pilakshi, Pilakshi Avicha Hitir Gile Arayis Bekevin Shibeloi Kedushin Mai Gile Arayis Ikabeze. Frek the Re'im, as brought by the Lechem Mishnah from the Medrash, that when Achitofel told Avshalom to engage in a sexual relationship with the Pelakshim of David, he was Matir Gili Arayis. But according to the Rambam, it's without Kiddushin. Pelakshim are without Kiddushin. What's the Gili Arayis over here? Hayein Bezeber Adak, Bishmuel Beis, Peret Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Uvi Yamshel Shlomo, Yivamitz Shem. It's another kasha. Vayein b'lechem Mishnah shekosav de kevan de shepilegesh shel melech asur ala hedyot v'od shepilegesh shel avi v'mechur adav rafkav lo georais mamish havei avi zrayu de gila arayis v'domi lehu. See, he says, listen, mamish gila arayis it's not, but since the pilegesh of a melech is asur ala hedyot, and not only that, she's the pilegesh of his father, that's disgusting. Take a woman that his father is has a sexual relationship with, and then to sleep with her, lo yefe, mechoar adava, it's ugly. And therefore it's avizrayu degili araisa, in a chenami, it's without kiddushin, and what Avshalom did was avizrayu degili araisa. And he brings from the Gemara in Kiddushin, famous Gemara 75a, there was a certain person who got lovesick for a girl and they didn't even want to let him talk to her. Al Tgili Arayis, behind the fence. Vadim Kan, you have Zrayu de Gili Arayis. And therefore it's called Gili Arayis. It's Avizrayu. But then the Beis Shmuel, Nebuchadnezzar, Simon Chav, Sif Katan Aleph, he writes that a Pnuya has nothing to do with Gili Arayis. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin was talking about a Pnuya. Is Migdar Milsa, is just to make a fence. But Kim Tzadik then the Kasha of the Reim, the Mizrahi. Manyan Gilai Rais Bepilega, Shein El Pnuya Baalim. So we'd like to understand the Rambam who says over here that Pilegish is only to a king. The Mashmos in Hilchos Ishus is that Pilegish is for everybody. It's permitted to everybody. And we'd like to understand the mashmos of the Medrash that Pilegish is permitted, it's Amais Yechidi is permitted. We also like to understand the Shitas HaRambam that Pilegish is without Ksuba. What does it matter whether or not there's a Ksuba? The Iker is Kedushin, Magam the Rambam holds Ksuba Zerabana. We also want to understand why Achi Teufel was telling Avshalom to do Gilei Arayis. And there's no Kedushin involved, so why sleep with his father's production, Gilei Arayis? The old Vayim B'tshuvas HaRosh B'simen Lamed Beis Os Aleph U'B'sefer Divrei Emes Drusha Aleph, that they prove from the fact that Achitofel was Matir to go up Pilagshei David, that a Pilagish must be without Kedushin. Otherwise, how is Achitofel permitting Gili Arayis? Okay, that's a very nice raya from the Rosh and the Sefer Divrei Emes and Jewish Aleph. But what about the Medrash? The Medrash says that he was Matir Gili Arayis. So what's their Kasha B'chal? You have a Medrash. They say, oh, it can't be he was Matir Gili Arayis. The Medrash says he was Matir Gili Arayis. Indeed, the Gro in Evin Ezer, in Simon Chof Ches, Si'if Koten Zayin, proves from the Medrash that a Pilegesh is with Kiddushin. Ubetshuvas Tzemach Tzedek, Simon Kuf Lamed Ches. So the Gro proves that a Pilegesh is with Kiddushin, therefore Achitof was Matir Gilei Arayis. Tzemach Tzedek, and Simon Kuflamet Ches, in his Chuvis, writes that maybe the Medrash Rabbah holds like the Yerushalmi, Ksubas 5:1, that Pilakshim with Kedushin, therefore it's Gilei Arayis. But this is Tamor Medivrei HaRosh, it's Pashitim that Achitofel was a matter of Gilei Arayis. And Adarabba, must be that a Pilagish is without Kedushin. So if a Pilagish was without Kedushin, so how does the Medrash learn that it's Gilei Arayis? The Rosh is understanding there's no Kedushin. Therefore, there's no Gilei Arayis. Then why does the Medrash say there is Gilei Arayis? V'hinei imesh im behediot yesh bepilegesh lav de lo yasiya kedesha. Now this shaila of whether a hediot has a lav of lo siya kedesha when he takes a pilegesh, we have to understand, if it's true that a hedyot is over on lo yasiya kedesha when he takes a pilegesh, how is it mutter for a king to be over on this lav? And Magid Mishnah Ishus 1:4, Rivoshin Sarihe, that they were machwir b'das harambam, that pilegesh hainu b'kidushin. Otherwise, how is it permitted to a king? And then the mefarshim asked, the kesef Mishnah, the lechem Mishnah, the chivas harivosh, look at the Rambam over here by uns. By us over here in the Rambam, he says that the Pilagish is without Kiddushin. So the Magid Mishnah says, no, must be that the Pilagish is with Kiddushin. That's how the king is allowed to take a Pilagish. Okay, but what about the Rambam who says that Pilagish is without Kiddushin? Very shvur, very shvur. Okay, and if Pilagish is without Kedushin, then how's it mutter for a king to be over? On the lab of Lo Siya Kedesha, what's matter this for him? In the Rivosh, in Simon Shin Tzadi Ches, he writes that Heter HaMelech, the Das HaRambam, Mitoiras Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Lamadnu, Avon Mitoiras Shmuel HaNavi Lamadnu. As it says in Scripture, in the book of Samuel 1, chapter 8, that we've been discussing so much in Ishiurim, Ves Benoisechem Yikach, he's going to take your daughters. And since the king has Rishus, take Pelakshim Kiritzayna Me'asher Yivchar, so it's written in the Parsha, she's not considered a zone, it's Mechuke Amalucha V'Adarab. If she does not allow herself to go to the king, she's doing Shalok Kedin. V'Angam came to Dvarav B'Simen Tov Chof Hei. So that's what the Rivash says. The Rivash says, all right, from the Torah, you don't get that it's permitted to, for him to be with the Pilagish. We don't learn that from Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. We learn it from Torah's Shmuel HaNavi. Mi Torah's Shmuel HaNavi lamadnu, Baruch Hashem, am zeicha, to live in Eretz Yisrael. What a schus that I get to live in Eretz Yisrael. Thank you, Hashem. And I live near the kever of Shmuel HaNavi. I used to live near the kever of David HaMelech. That was even cooler, because that was in the old city of Jerusalem. At least where they say he's buried, we're not sure. I call upon him, so he said Shmuel HaNavi, so I remember that we're neighbors. But it's still hard to understand, even after the Rivash, if it's Asur Mitaras Moshe, then how is Shmuel Matar Surei Torah? Rabbi Abraham Bornstein, known as the Sochet Shavar Rebbe, in Ever, or Sochet Shavar Rebbe, in Eben Ezer, in Semen Kuf Chof Aleph, Sif Katan Chof Dalet, he writes on the Rivash that it's a doichak. Very hard to understand this Rivash. That the Torah doesn't allow it, but Shmuel HaNavi allows it. Avnei Nezer v'sefer Rosh LaRuveni of the great Goyin Rev Ruvain Midinburg write that since Eav Shishati Bo Lachem Shum Kuchin Ishtamish B'Melech Ashtamish B'Hedyoi once she has beer with the king, nobody else is allowed to have beer with her, as we discussed in a different Rambam Shir. Whenever she's miyuchedes lamel, she's not a zayna. And so writes the Ma'arit, it's Kedushim on the Rif, at the beginning of Kedushim, we still have to understand that the Magad Mishnah writes in the first paragraph of Ish, Salah Chadalit, Shabbal is Shazob Kedushim over Ba'al Esay, Chone Kechi Shishabal of Hayav. Okay, so there's an Isser Asay. You're right, you're not over on Lo Siya Kedesha because she's special to the king. Say there, but what about the fact that you have to be married to her? There's an Isser Asay to have sexual relations with a woman you're not married to. This is discussed by the Rivash. This is discussed by the Rivash, Shin Sadi Hei. Ma'arit discusses this. He says, no, since she's Miyuchedes, there's no Isser Asay. What does Miyuchedes help? She's not his wife. So we'd like to understand this heter of the Pilagish Lamelech. Old Sarachim, Inyan Kedushay Miyun Biktana, Va'achar Miyun, the Nimsa Avar Balav Dizaina. Let's say a man is Makadish Aktana, her mother is Makadish her, and then she does Miyun. She refuses the marriage, and that annuls the marriage. So it turns out he was over in the lab of Zona. Im Yesh B'Miyuchedes Lav Zeh. If in the Miuchedes the lav applies, then he's over in the lav of Zana. In the Tshuvas HaRivash in Kuf Tzadi Gimel and Kuf Tzadi Dalet, he writes that since it's L'shem Ishus, even though there's no Ishus, in the end, it's not. She's not a Zona. As long as it was L'shem Ishus, B'shas Maisa, she's not a Zona. Even afterwards, she does Miyun, and she refuses the marriage. And she annuls the marriage, but it's not znus, because Shas Maisa was beseder. The Avin Ezer doesn't understand this rivash, because we have a Gemara in Yevamis 90b, Yevamis 110a, Ksubis 3a, Gittin 33a, Gittin 73a, Baba Basra 48b. Rabbi called him a kaddish shaday to Rabbanu Makadosh Rufayim and the kaddish when I frak the Gemara. I understand kaddish b'kaspa. You can undo the money. But what are you going to do with kaddish b'bia? The Gemara says shabir Rabbanu b'los a bila znus. So you see the hedge of a kaddish Gemara that it's a bia znus. And therefore the Gemara doesn't want to do afkinu. She was makadosh b'bia, because if they do afkinu b'kaddish b'bia, then it'll make it into a Bia's Nus, even though B'Shanas Maisa was L'Shem Kiddushin. If you see from the Gemara, it's a Bia's Nus. The Gemara and the Kasha had a problem. What are you going to do with the Kiddushay Bia? If you undo it, it's Bia's Nus. The Gemara's Teretz Enoch, it's business. That's what they did. They made it to business. Why is it business? B'shas Maisi was B'seder Gamma. So if your vort is that when the Ketana does Miyun, and the B'ez until now were B'seders, and then why does the Gemara call it a B'eznus when it's undone afterwards? Okay, sweet friends, so we really have our work cut out for us. And if it's us, Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue and we will see more neflos, it's Hashem, in the coming shiurim. And we will work out this Rambam, all the difficulties that we raised, hopefully we'll resolve. And we're going to see neflos. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.